Passage A. Boat building is an industry which includes a wide range of activities, full stop. Indeed, those connected with the industry are not even agreed about the size at which a boat becomes a ship, full stop. Arbitrary distinctions have to be made, and although it may be possible to give a fair picture of general trends, any figures quoted are liable to be wide of the mark, as they may be based on any one of a number of definitions, full stop. The variety of product is one of the most fascinating aspects of the industry, and this, combined with its association with seas and rivers and foreign shores, gives the business of boat building an attraction which is very often as real for those engaged in it as for those on the outside, full stop. One has only to imagine oil tankers, an admiral's barge, yachts and rowing boats, cruising vessels, and pilot boats and tenders of all kinds to realize the scope of the industry and the great range of types it covers, full stop. Apart from boats for the armed forces, which form an important but quite separate group, the industry can be roughly divided into two quite different categories, dash. Commercial boats or work boats, including fishing vessels, and pleasure boats, including everything from the 6-foot rowing boat to the luxury yacht of 20 times that size, full stop. While the level of demand for pleasure boats depends to a large extent on the availability of consumer spending power, any curtailment of which has an immediate effect on sales, the amount of activity on the commercial side is determined by a number of factors, among which the number of government orders at home and the situation in export markets are of prime importance, full stop. The organization of the two sectors is also quite different, semicolon. The commercial boat builders follow something like the pattern of a shipyard, while the yard producing pleasure boats is often a small family business, full stop. The pleasure boat side of the industry seems likely to show real growth, full stop. Cost reductions resulting from increased use of plastics can be expected to stimulate demand further, full stop. Despite the existence of hopeful signs for the future, demand is unlikely to grow fast or far enough to attract the mass of potential boat users, full stop. Such reductions in price can be achieved only by standardizing a limited number of types, full stop. The quantity of designs is a luxury that may not be possible in the future, full stop. Fortunately, many people seem quite prepared to accept a standardized product, provided that the price is lowered accordingly, full stop. Those firms willing to develop mass production techniques have the best chance of prosperity, full stop. The adoption of new methods may, in many cases, entail combining with other yards in order to obtain the necessary capital, full stop. The future of the smaller yard probably lies as much in profitable sidelines as in boat building itself. Full stop.